1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hayne. Snowmobile trails are opening up in the state, and the DNR is reminding snowmobilers to stay sober and safe on the trails this season. Two of the most common causes of recreational crashes around the holidays are weak ice and impaired operation. And when alcohol is involved, officials say crashes can lead to tragedy. These types of crashes are entirely preventable, and operating under the influence is illegal. Plan to get home safely by riding sober. You should also be sure to monitor ice conditions before venturing out. Check with local experts such as outfitters, bait shops, and fishing clubs. Additionally, the DNR asks that you respect snowmobile club work by staying on marked trails. Remember, operation on closed snowmobile trails is illegal. The Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program is again available for people in need of help paying their heating bills. Federal funding was delayed to the state because of the federal shutdown, but it's now been received. Wisconsin Department of Administration Secretary Kathy Blumenfeld said if you waited to apply because of the shutdown, you should apply now. Eligibility is based on household income, household size, and the home's energy costs. If approved, benefits are paid directly to utilities and fuel suppliers. You can find out more information and apply at energyandhousing.wi.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing some recycling tips for the holiday season. According to a press release, the gift giving that comes with the holiday season also comes with an increase in things being thrown in the usual trash that don't belong there. DNR officials are reminding residents that items like cardboard, aluminum cans, and glass bottles can always be recycled anywhere in the state. Things like electronics batteries or holiday light strings, however, could cause issues at a typical recycling facility and should be brought to special drop-off sites instead.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
An easy win for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin beat Central Michigan 88-61 at the Kohl Center in Madison. Badgers guard John Blackwell did not play, recovering from an injury. So Hayden Jones, a 6'6" freshman from New Zealand, got his first start. When did he learn he'd be playing?
Yeah, so found out like 40 minutes before the game. Didn't really know what was happening until the lead up. Kind of knew JB was going to be so-so, but I was ready. Obviously had a bit of nerves going into it, but once got in there, it was just another game of basketball.
Jones finished with 6 points, 4 rebounds. NBA, the Bucks in Indiana to take on the Pacers. NFL, Jordan Love in the concussion protocol after taking that shot to the helmet against the Bears. Left guard Aaron Banks.
What's the flag they called on that rough in the passer? I just don't get how guys get kicked out of game for taunting, but if you hit a quarterback late in the head, that has to be reevaluated. I think that's ridiculous.
That's Packers left guard Aaron Banks with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 30s today. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy will drop to 22 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high right around 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.